Welcome to track number 8 of Give Thyself Wholly.
From SS to university. So, what are the changes there? What happens in that interface? SS, it means you are in a school, in a boarding school, senior house mistress, there's a wall, security man, barbed wire on top, SU on campus, sleeping time, siesta, then you have come to campus. Hey! What is the difference on campus? Freedom! Hey! So, what is likely to happen there? Number one. Sorry. You have free time. A lot of free time. So what do you do with it? Yeah. So, some of you are there now. Some of you, this is your first junction. From SS to uni. I call it uni, eh? As you've not been there before, so we don't know the name. Uni. Yeah. So that is where many of you are. And it's very important for you to be careful. Because that has destroyed many people. When things are in short supply, very limited supply, and a person suddenly stumbles upon large quantities of the same thing. Oh, I tell you, it's very dangerous. Like girls who are in girls' schools, from one to, what's the name? Well, by time. So, SS1 to what? SS3. So, you are in the school, there's no boy. I mean, the only boys are your school teachers. Then suddenly, where you are, plenty boys. Do you see? Yeah. Your Christianity will be challenged. Amen. The same for boys. If you are in a disco, Augustus, Boche, hey! I mean, you should see how boys behave when girls come to the school. Look, it is the same as dogs that have seen a woman dog. They can't control themselves. You see, so it is very important for you to know. You see, and that's the point Bishop is making, that you must believe that you can backslide. Otherwise, what will happen? You will backslide. If you don't believe that you can backslide, and many of us, we are there now. I mean, when you were in school, in the school I went to SU, Scripture Union, Form 1, no, sorry, it's not Form 1. Form 3, Form 4, SU. You see Form 1 boys who come to SU. Straight from dining hall, they come to SU. It's almost like it's part of their school rules. Why do you think they were coming to SU? To run away from senior boys. So when they themselves, they become seniors, then the thing has changed. So this first junction, I believe many of us are there. You see, and if you're not very careful, you will suddenly find yourself living a life that you, for some of you, even when you were within four walls, you were running away. Am I lying? You were jumping walls. How many of you have jumped walls before? It's true. I mean, my school, we had walls. I mean, there were walls in many places. And still, boys were going to town. So imagine you have come to a university. No wall. The only wall is a decoration somewhere. When you are going to town, nobody will ask you. You see, listen. This is where, as a Christian, you need to move beyond being supervised. If you have a life where you read your Bible because somebody oversees or somebody will ask you what you read, or you do this because somebody will ask, that is where you'll be in serious trouble. See, because many junctions in life will be junctions towards liberty. Junctions towards liberty. You are free to do this. You can do that. What is the second junction? From where? From school to life. And what will happen there? What are the challenges that come from school to life? Money. And when you come from school to life, parents will give you money. Pressure for what? Pressure to get money. That is, you have to look for some jobs to do. You must work. Pursue your masters. You see that Christianity is in danger. Christianity is in danger when such junctions come. Like some of you here now, even in school, some of you were this secretary, this, that. Some of you were not doing anything in school. You are not even attending SU and so on. Nothing at all. You were just a weed smoker. But by the grace of God, now you have come to campus and you are in your right mind. But you see, it is important for you to understand that these are the moments of your life that you must trust God to rise and to be. And you see, the key here is, first of all, having a life of personal discipline. Let me tell you that. You see, the reason why the ant is one of the greatest animals, because the Bible doesn't tell us to go to lions to learn from them. It doesn't tell us to go to camels to learn from them. They talk about them, wasps and spiders in king's palaces and all that. But we are directly commanded to go to see ants. Why? The ability to live a meaningful life without supervision is what is going to determine how great you will be. All through the Bible, the people who were able to, on their own, pray, like Daniel, the king said that if we catch you praying, what will happen to you? You will not be happy. He entered his room, opened the windows, knelt down 3 times a day. He prayed. This is the type of person God is looking for. Because you will always come under pressure to drop Christ, to drop God, to drop the ministry. Or you will be under intense pressure to minimize or to just, you know, give a little, you know, just enough to get by. That pressure, I tell you, it will be there forever. It will be there forever. Some of you, when you are alone in your, I mean, as we are here, you are looking at scriptures. What else are you looking for? You make some references to Many Are Called, chapter 3. Once in a while, you move to church growth. And so as we are here, everybody is here. The things you are looking at are the scriptures, NIV, NASB, Amplified, King James, and so on. Aha. But when you enter your room and you are alone on the same tablet, it's a junction. It's a junction. And you see, what Bishop is saying is that it is very important to always tell yourself that, Charlie, where I am now, I can really misbehave. I can really not be a pastor. I can really not even go to church. I can easily not even be a Christian. people travel, they move from an area where they have lived their lives normally, and then they move. Like Bishop talked about friends, girls, boys. I mean, boy to boy, girl to girl. There are some of you who are here at this camp because of the influence of friends, which is good. Even David had such influences. Said, I was glad when they said to me, let us go. You need that company to move into certain realms of your work with God. But there will be a day that you will also be alone. Expect to be alone. Expect to be alone in a hotel. Hey. 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 Expect it. Expect to be alone in a hotel with cable TV, with other channels. And what is the value of the ant? The value of the ant to us is that it teaches us how to live a certain life when there's no one supervising you. And as you go on in life, you will discover it. So if at this level you are fake, if at this level you are creepy psyche, if at this level you are just around because of, you know, just the general chorus is that when first love, I work for the Lord, I do this and do. When you are alone, and tell your friend, you will be alone soon. I'm telling you, you'll be alone. You'll be alone. Daniel was alone. What did he do? He could have chosen to enter his room and say, hey, Charlie. Right now, there. Or even he could have been shut his windows and prayed. But he did everything he was doing aforetime. As the king is about to say, aforetime. He did not vary his behavior. He knelt down to pray aforetime. Today also he came, he knelt down. He opened the windows to pray aforetime. And today also, he opened the windows. Whether there's a king's law or king's whatever, he was not prepared to vary his lifestyle. And that is what a Christian must become. You will get there. So, to give yourself fully to the Lord is almost circumstantial. That when I'm here like this, I can give myself. But when I'm alone, and I'm saying that, prepare to be alone. Yeah. Some of you who are married, you are nice to your wife, you respect your husband, and so on. It is because Bishop is around. Yes, you can't fool around. But when you travel and you are alone, man to man is so unjust. You are alone. There's no bishop anywhere. There's no pastor anywhere. You open your mouth, you talk anywhere. Then you say, no, this person... This is how you really are. So really, when that level of supervision or company or whatever is left, and in life, you will be alone. There are times in life we are in a crowd like this. You learn that in school. Exams. Discussion groups. Lectures. Classes. We are always together. Discussion, 3 people, 4 people, whatever. But one day, there'll be an exam paper in front of you. You are alone. There's always a day when you are alone. Yes. There's always a day when you are alone. And so, you must prepare to be alone. That is why, it is great that you wake up with somebody's phone call at 4 o'clock. Charlie, watch and pray. WAP. Prayer bombs. As it is great. But the question is, I mean, why should somebody wake you up to pray? Don't you have... Eh? What is the name of that thing? Alarm clock. You don't have it? So there are some people, when you see them doing something, you must always tell us that this person is doing this because of the environment. Because there are people around. Because there are friends around. But Joseph, he also came to a time, he was with people, his brothers, people knew him and so on. But one day, suddenly, he discovered, without planning, without preparing, he just found himself alone with a woman. You will not prepare. You will be alone one day. Yes. You will be alone in your office as you are working. Somebody, small tea you want to drink one day. The person who is bringing the tea is not. Is just bringing the tea with other things. So, see, I really believe. You see, listen carefully. That's why I'm saying that. Try to let your Christianity be a Christian. Like Bishop was preaching, was it last week or so, that even prayer, the best prayer is the individual prayer. The prayer even God respects. Some of you pray very well in a crowd. We should see how you just hold your stomach, just move like that. Abaya, Abaya, Abaya. It's great. But the question is, are you able to pray like that on your own? Are you able to? If you cannot, you are a hypocrite. So God, one of these days, will set you up. Yes, He will set you up to be alone. And not just alone, but alone with a sudden arrival of what your tongue has been desiring. Hey! Alone with a surprise package arriving. You will not believe that you are the one in this room. Am I the one here like this? Am I the one here? A woman has removed her clothes standing in front of me. I'm telling her I don't want to do it. She says that she will beat me if I don't do it. Hey! Am I the one? You are the one. And God is watching you. God is watching you. God is watching you. Mercy. Mercy. Say mercy. Mercy. So we are determining by the grace of God that no matter the junction, we will not vary our commitments. No matter what happens. Some of you sisters, you've not been pregnant before. Well, I mean, apart from those three. Which, but I'm talking about pregnancy that gave children. No, those three, we are God has forgiven you. Has He not forgiven you? But when you have children, or you've not considered it. You've not considered it. Let's forget about even children. Husband. And the average woman is likely to marry a fool. Average. It's average. Not you. You are not average. Are you average? Yes. I said the average woman. Why do you think we are pastors? Why do you think we have pastors? Why do you think I have a pastor? Because if I'm left alone, my choices. So you will marry, and you suddenly all your two known elders, is it what, lady elder or what, sister elder? All these type of titles, we cannot even see you in church consistently. Yeah, because marriage has become a junction. Yes, but you must determine. You see, let me tell you. See, these boys that we read about, the Daniels and the Josephs and the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and these type of guys in the system who were doing wild things for the Lord, they also met junctions. So, yes, you are not the only one who will marry and face a junction. You're not the only one who will enter the university. And that will be a junction. Many people have survived junctions. So me, when I see that what I'm doing, many people have done it and it has worked for them, I get encouraged. So anything I'm doing, I try to look for something that is encouraging. Yes. They were told, if you try it, lions will eat you. If you try this thing, you are out. We'll burn you. We'll burn you. But they did not vary. May God give you a Christianity, a type of Christianity that is unconditional. Yeah, that doesn't vary with. May you be strong. Yeah, may you be strong. And see, for you to be that type of person who will not backslide when you meet junctions, you must be strong. Yeah. Be strong. Be you, be strong. No angel will be you strong. As I said, no Holy Spirit will be you strong. You yourself be. Be. Have you not been able to do all the things you wanted to be? Anything you've been, you have been by you being to be. So how come suddenly to become strong? You are waiting for Holy Ghost to be you. Be strong. Be strong. Hey. But the grace of God, as the list was coming up, as I started, I said, hey, Charlie, God, you have been good to me because by God's grace, if there are 27 junctions, one has seen about 20. By you there, class one. First junction, you are confused. First junction. Since you left Ebri Girls, you are on campus here, any man just comes and collects you. Please ask your neighbor, can you control yourself? Is it possible to control yourself? So this evening, what I want to tell you is that have it in mind, two things. Have these two things. One, that it is possible for you to backslide. Yeah. Well, apart from the pastors, you are. How many of you know that it is possible for you to backslide? Okay. So, I'm asking a question. How can you prepare? How can you prepare towards not backsliding? What can a Christian do to prepare? Number one is what? Eh? Know where you've been before. Tell your friend. Look into your notes. Know where you've been before. And if you know it, what should you do? Eh? You should do what? If you know where you've been before. So let me ask. Where have you been before, you? Tell us where you have been before. Spiritually, what have you done? You didn't used to go to church. Or, you were born in church. You've gone to church all your life.
When I was in SS, I was SU secretary. I used to do a lot of things.
You are lying.
No, but when I
you are lying, sit down.
Went to university,
start again.
When I was in SS, I was in SU, so I used to do a lot. But when I went to university,
you were SU what?
Secretary.
What does SU secretary do? You mean you were part of the
executive? Yeah.
You?
Yes.
Or your sister, your big sister?
Me.
You yourself?
Yes. But when I went to university, the first 2 years, I think I wasn't doing anything. I backslid, so I think.
No. Why? Why did you backslide? What do you think made you backslide? That's you, secretary. But we thank God that now she's an elder, not so. She's an elder, not so. You're not an elder. You are younger. You are not an elder. You are a younger. So what made you backslide? No, are you serious? You were SU secretary?
Yes. Because...
Listen, when an SU secretary is speaking, you must respect her. You must show respect to the church workers. Please speak, secretary. Speak.
Because I was a Catholic, so when I went to university, I went back to the Catholic Church, and I wasn't doing so much. So third year, then I joined Lighthouse, and I started doing so much.
So right there is one sign. When people are backsliding, they go to their mother church. Listen very carefully. When you see a sister, a brother, you have been in first love for 3 years, you have danced, you have sung, you have taught, you have prayed, you have been a main person in the church, then when you finish school, you go to your mother church. What's the sign? I put it to you that you are backsliding. And right here is a good example. But thank God that she did not finish university in a backsliding state. Now, by the grace of God, she is in first love. Not so. Oh, and what do you do in church? Worship star. Glory to God. Clap for Jesus. So you see that the things Bishop says are real. Can you see that they are real? Yeah. SU secretary, mother church, by the grace of God, she has come back. So back to the question. What was the question? No, let's put it well. What has been your highest spiritual state before? So, yours is what? SU secretary. And now you are a worship star. So, secretary and star, which is higher? Star is higher. Your math. So see, right there, you must admit and tell yourself that, Charlie, you've fallen from grace. Yes. If you've been an SU secretary, by this time, you should be one of the main people in the system. Yeah. Another example, yes, you. He's a man of God, not so. So what is your highest? He's a papa. So your highest level is what? Papa. What's your highest level?
I would say my highest level has been when I used to personally wake up to pray every morning.
Oh, I see. During the fast?
No.
Before?
Before.
And now you don't do that?
No, it's I've revived.
You've revived it. So you, for instance, as a papa, you need to. You're not a papa. CCO, okay. It's a CCO. Okay. So, you see, you need to know. See, know where you are. Know it all, that you are a CCO. And number two, that you now can wake up on your own to pray. And decide. Decide that you will not degenerate from that level. So everybody must know. You see, must know that I have been this before. Some of you, maybe where you are at now is your highest level. Like our CCO. you must determine that you will not fall. So what must he do? What is it that he must do to fight backsliding specifically in his case? Number one is what? What must he do? Yes. What must he do?
Bishop, I think that the...
Oh, it's another papa. Yes. Tell us. One.
Bishop, I think that what he should do is to find where is the highest level he's reached and go beyond it, as in not come back, as Bishop was describing that he used to pray in the gardens for 7 hours. So at this time, he can't go lower than that. So I think he should go higher and have more expectation in that.
One of the ways, in fact, a major way to fight going back is to fast forward. Is to move forward. I tell you. Because everybody, apart from the pastors, everybody can backslide. And I'm saying that one of the ways, you see, one of the ways to fight backsliding is to move forward fast. Take decisions for Jesus fast. It's to not delay in taking decisions that favor the ministry and the church and the work of God and your life in ministry. Anytime you try to maintain, you see, God he has always been against maintaining where you are. God doesn't like people who get something, they get to a level, and all they do is fighting to keep where they are. I am a CCO. So all your energy, every skill, every reflex, every thing in you is being used to maintain CCOship. I tell you, if you don't fall, God will not be happy with you. You remember the guy who was given talent, a talent? The guy with one talent? The one with five? The one with three? They moved forward. They improved. That is what God wants us to be. The Bible says that the path of the righteous is like the shining light. That shines brighter or more and more unto the coming day. So God's plan for everyone, CCO, whatever, is that you must shine more and more, or brighter and brighter. Not that your brightness must stagnate. So one of the ways to fight backsliding is always to do more. You see, in trying to do more, in trying to pray more, in trying to do more outreach, in trying to serve God more, even if you fail in your attempt to do more, at least you will maintain the level you have been at. But if you try to keep where you are at and you fail, you have how many of you have seen a lizard falling before? A lizard in the ceiling. When it falls, what happens? It makes a very loud noise. Ha! Then it will turn the neck. Left, right, left, right. So everybody, so like you, for instance, thank you, you wake up to pray. Now, is it because of the fast? I mean, the fast has also come to. Yeah, I mean, that is wisdom. I mean, he's just applying the wisdom Solomon taught us, that you must be like the locusts, which is carried by the force of the wind. You may not be able to fly very far, but he says that the locust is an animal that moves with the wind. When it sees that there's a wind blowing, it just lifts itself into the wind and is carried by the momentum of the wind. Many of you must use this fast to move further forward into your prayer life, so that after 1st February, you alone will learn the art of waking up early to pray. Yes. Quarter, 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 quarter. At least your 4 to 6 day. Yeah. So So if you have been praying on your own, what you need to do is that now, you to fight this backsliding, tell yourself that you are adding 30 minutes to the time you have been praying. At least if you fail, you add 15 minutes, 5 minutes. Any addition to where you are at is equal to progress. If you have been reading your Bible study, you have your quiet time every day. Maybe you read a chapter a day. You must tell yourself that from now on, I'm going to read maybe a chapter and a half or a chapter with 3 scriptures memorized. That is how to fight backsliding. You don't fight backsliding by holding the pillar that I will fall. You don't fight backsliding by saying that, Chale, this is... So once you know where you have been at, like you, if you now you are below it, fight together. And it's your decision. I've seen that anything you want to become, you can become. Anything you want to do. You know, there are some people, they are so super spiritual. They are waiting for the Holy Ghost to blow a horn like the train. Tell you that it's your time now to pray. It's your time to shine. It's your time to be a shepherd. But when you were going for the Lebanese boyfriend, nobody told you to chase him. Hey! Listen, it is very important. If you really want to fight backsliding, there are some decisions. There are some decisions. You must not wait for Holy Spirit. I'm telling you. Don't wait for an angel. You have the power to... See, Psalm 91 says that, because he has set his love upon me, I will deliver him. It is so. Because the angel has made him love me, or because you can decide to love God. You are capable. You are capable. You are capable. Anything you are not is a result of your decision not to be. As soon as God sees that you want to be, He will give you the grace to become. He'll give you the grace to become. So think about it. Is it possible for someone to be an elder who is not an elder? What can a person do one day to be an elder on campus? By what? Being involved, being committed, be a shepherd. Shepherd of what? In a branch. And then you do what else? You do things. You attend meetings. What else do you do? Are you aware that all these things, you can decide not to do them? And you see, there is nothing like, oh, the course I am doing. You see, my course, nobody has done something. I'm doing aeronautical engineering with emphasis on aerospace mechanical modulations. Nonsense. Anything you are doing. You see, I've come to see that people who use their course, their profession, or they are as an excuse not to become something, it's their intention not to do it. Because, you see, I can show you somebody who has also done the same thing and has been able to serve God. And done even more. Even more. So you can decide. This year, if last year, all of last year, SU president, how many souls did you win the whole of last year? You brought to church. If it's zero, say zero. Don't worry. If it's one, two. Okay. So yours was maybe you brought someone to church, but the person didn't stay. I'll tell you that this year, tell yourself that you are bringing one person to church. From zero to one. It's a great blessing. From zero to one. It's a decision. We are fighting backsliding. To give yourself holy, you must fight backsliding. There's a law called the law of degeneration. That everything is tending towards destruction. So without doing anything, that's why the word is fighting backsliding. Not thinking backsliding. Or not becoming aware of backsliding. You must fight it. You see, because the law of degeneration is a law that is active in all spheres of life. Everything must spoil. The last wedding I officiated a few weeks ago, I preached about the law of degeneration. I told them that as they walk out of the church, they are starting their degeneration. Pa-na-na-na, 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 na. Na 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 na. Hey, you can't sing it, shut up. As they are going out, I told them, I said it, I didn't come to curse you, but I'm telling you that from here, the next step is divorce. I told them. The next step is slaps. The next step is fighting. But it can easily not happen if you decide that you are going to fight it. Because some marry and after 1 week, what you hear is that they are angry. I mean, the shortest one I heard, I think Bishop told us at the camp also, somebody who, they got married on Saturday. No. Sunday, the following day, when they went to church, the wife told the pastor that, the guy told the pastor that he doesn't want to marry the girl again because some things the girl did in the room, she can't. It's not. True story. So listen, the point is that your spiritual life, it is programmed to spoil. It is programmed to spoil. You are programmed to degenerate. It's normal. I am, and so are you. We are programmed to backslide. The natural tendency that anything that is left will tend towards degeneration. You leave it, it will decay. There is nothing that when you leave, it will get better or it will get nicer. No. But for it to be nice, you must understand that you must fight. Where the world is going to now, if you are not very careful, when it's time to marry, you'll be confused whether you should marry a man or a woman. I'm telling you. It can occur to you. It can occur to you. Look, everything is spoiling, including our spiritual lives. That is the reason why we must even know about the junctions. So that you know, hey, Charlie, this place, many, if you use the Takoradi Road, at Cape Coast, Accra, Cape Coast, sorry. Or even Takoradi, I'm not sure of Takoradi. There are areas where they say 25 people died here. 17 people died here. What else? What are some of the things they've written? Over speeding kills. This number of people died here. And most of them are banks. Junctions. Junctions are specialists at eliminating people. Even when you fail your exam or in school, it can be a junction for you. Yes, you are used to blowing, you just blow your exam 90, 80, 70, suddenly you get 30, 30, 28. You can easily stop attending first love. And so, I'm now learning. I'm now getting serious with my school. You are lying. You are not prepared for the junction. Yes. Because some people will also get 30, 30, 28, and they will still sing, they will still dance, they will still pastor, they will still become shepherds, they will still be elders, and you see, one day they will pass their exam. Know it and fight it. Fight it. It is important. I think I'm hearing some of the most wonderful things a Christian must hear today. Yes. Prepare. prepare. I personally know people, normal, straight guys, who went to campus, they came back to church, they are homosexuals. I can mention one, two, at least I know two. One, we have been monitoring his CD4 count now. HIV positive. Goes to do tests and comes, we sit down, we monitor. What are we doing next step? This is, so now by the grace of God, we are just taking septrin. To the glory of God. We are believing God for healing. Why? Why? You got to a junction. You are confused. Somebody can become your friend and suggest to you that you are a woman in spite of the two testers hanging in front of you. We convince you that you are a woman. You are a woman. You are a woman. You are a woman. You are. You, listen. That is why you must be serious. You see, that's, if I were you, I will fight to even be a shepherd. Even if my pastor doesn't want me to be, I'll be in every meeting so that I can fight. You see, there is evil. Yes, you can backslide so easily. Anything possible, any event in life can let you backslide. Poverty can let you backslide. Prosperity can let you backslide. Failing can let you backslide. Passing can let you backslide. I mean, name it. Not marrying can let you backslide. Marrying can let you backslide. Not having children can let you backslide. Because there are some people, they don't want to do anything apart from moving from prayer camp to prayer camp, chasing this and that. My pregnancy, any new prophet in town, no, they don't care what happens in church. Any event on earth has been known to cause people to backslide. Yes. Some will leave Jesus Christ because there are something died. Some will come to Jesus because there are something died. What will let somebody get angry with God will let somebody run to God. We are so different. So you need to know that when something is happening, the word that you see today, the most important word we have learned is junction. Junction. Yes, Charlie, this will be junction. Be careful. This will be junction. It be junction where you come day. Charlie, you day junction. Pa. This one be spanner junction. You day spanner junction. Otherwise, I tell you, you'll be surprised that what you thought you were, what you thought you could be, what you were believing God to become, what you were trusting God to be, one day you'll be a pastor, one day you'll be this, you'll be serving God, you'll be doing missionary work and so on. You'll be totally off that type of life. So you must be strong. You really must be strong. And the main thing you need to do is always when you find that level where you were at, try to take decisions that will let you do more. Say more. 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 If you don't do more, the law of degeneration will cause you to decay in a way you'll be amazed. Hey, me, pa, elder. Elder, today, I'm lying in bed with two girls. Hey, that I'm smoking. Because the devil has a plan for your life. And what plan is it? It is a plan to let your life become useless. He's so happy that you are here. I mean, many of you, his plan for you that by this time, you should be, you know, in some hotel with some man. You should be on campus. Somebody is smooching you on the left, on the right. But today, you are a vessel God is using. You are a vessel the power of God is passing through. You are a person God is using to change lives. You are a person He's using to turn somebody's life around. He's not happy that you are here. He's not happy you are here at all. If you are a guy, he's not happy you are here. He wishes you were some type of person. Drunkard, drug addict, weed smoker, this, that. And I'm telling you, being a graduate, just go to town. When you go to town, you see. Almost everything has been done by a graduate. Graduates are armed robbers. Graduates are, what's the name? Weed smokers. Graduates are what? Drug dealers, drug pushers, drug whatever. And you are a potential candidate. So if you are here, you must really make up your mind that you are going to become very stable in your mind. Say amen. Say amen. And what are some of the other junctions we have here? If you get married. So from what? On being unmarried to married. And then what else? When you have what? Children. How can children stop you from serving God? One at the back and one is breastfeeding. And what else? So what does it mean? A child or children can. So when you see even your lady pastors, you see, with children preaching in church, when you see Ida, Lady Pastor Ida, singing, learning to sing, learning songs, pressing on with children, it must occur to you that this is something you must admire. Are you with me? Yeah. Because Archbishop Idahusa said, it is when you are married and you have children that I will respect you if you continue to do the things you are doing. Yeah. Marriage and children can easily turn you into, I've seen, how many of you know of somebody who has got children, two children, and was something in church, now doesn't do, or you are young. What's the other junction? Sorry? Travel. Travel where? Travel to Kumasi. How can traveling be an important junction you must fight? The environment. What has the environment done? Because you have changed environment, you have traveled to a place, no rehearsals, no shepherd, no church. You know, because even if there's lighthouse, if you go to that branch, the person doesn't know you. You just go and sit there, as whatever. No one, nobody knows you are around. Uh-huh. So, what do you do? What do you do when you travel? That is where your personal Christian discipline. Like Jesus, whenever he traveled, he went somewhere. His custom. You see, you must have customs. You must have customs. To go to church on Sunday. Yesterday, one of my members sent me a text. Last night, around midnight, I got a text that Reverend Ni Ajedu sent his greetings. Lady Reverend Olivia sent her greetings. And I said, why did you meet them? Oh, he went to Nigeria to do some work. Yesterday was what? Tuesday or Wednesday, one of the days. Yeah. It's on a Sunday. He's in my church. A Christian doing well, and usher. He went to Lagos to do business. Wednesday evening, he went to church. In Lagos. You would have said this is holidays. You would have said this is holidays. Let me tell you, if you do not have customs, as a Christian, you will fall away soonest. That at 4 o'clock, my custom is to wake up and pray. Whether we are fasting or we are eating. Whether we are watching and praying or we are praying and watching. I have a custom. Can you have some customs? That I must read my Bible every day. We are talking about fighting backsliding. And one of the ways to fight backsliding is to have customs. That I don't do this. I don't do, by the grace of God, I don't do this. By the grace of God, I will do this every day. This is what I will do. On Sunday, whether I'm in Fiji or Samoa, if it means going to sit in a Catholic church, even if I'm a Pentecostal charismatic, and the only church is a Catholic church, I will go and sit there. I'm telling you, see, everything starts small. Small, small, small. Yeah, today you go to a place, oh, there's no lighthouse, so you won't go. And there's no this, you won't go. One day you go, oh, there's a lighthouse, but it's not like my own lighthouse in Suhum Krabua Kota. This one is too small. I'm more used to my church. You know, my church, my pastor, we are, and the way my pastor preached, this pastor, so you are starting. You are starting. So you travel, there's even lighthouse, you won't go to church. Then you travel, there's no lighthouse, then you won't go. You go here, there's lighthouse, you go. Once in a while, you go. Until one day, you are in your own city, your own town. You are in town, but you won't go to church. Yes. Because you fail to have customs. Jesus Christ, the one we claim we are following, he had customs. I tell you, one of your greatest, you know, it's not everything we can say, but I have been greatly helped in my Christian life by watching people ahead of me with customs, doing things as a custom. And as I have learned it, my life has become better. You'll be there and say, anyway, I'll pray anytime. I'll pray at any time. It's not like that. Peter and John, there was an hour of prayer. There was an hour of prayer. And they were going to church. They were going to church at the hour of prayer. See, these things make a Christian. So when you see him saying that, as silver and gold have I none, in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. To say the same thing and see if it will happen. I'm saying, I don't know where, it's not where he was using. Please, did he use a microphone? So I couldn't buy a Shure microphone, so I couldn't say it. He used his raw mouth. He said, I don't have money. You poor, you have got money. He said, silver and gold have I none. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And what happened to the man? So how come you, when you say it, they are rather sleeping? Right there in that story is a man who is following a custom. Right in that story is a man going to pray at the hour of prayer. Yes. If you don't create customs, the busyness of life will crowd out the virtues, your strengths. Before you know it, you are chasing anything chaseable. Money, wind, flowers, anything. Yes. Because as you move on in life, the devil, one of the things he does is that he will throw attractive things your way. Yes. He will distract you. Look here. Isn't this one nice? Isn't this one nice? Can I not do this? Can I not go here? Can't I do this? Can't I do this? And before you know it, you have become a different person. Decide that I'm not married, so I will not have sex with anybody. And you and I are in a relationship, but it's my custom not to have sex with a woman I've not married. So I will not sleep with you. Believe God. Otherwise, when you marry, you do the same thing. One day, a husband and wife came to me in my office. There was a major problem. They are not even in my church. The wife's sister is my church member. So she brought her sister's marriage is collapsing. So she brought them to the meeting, to my office. So when they sat down, I asked the man, but I had a little history of what was going on. So I asked the husband, sir, I mean, after we prayed and some pleasantry, sir, what is happening? When so on? The man was quiet. I said, hey, what is going on? I said, oh, sir, what is the problem? Then the wife said, speak. So the husband, speak. Hey! Speak. Then the man quietly said, Pastor, with all due respect, I have got things to say, but I will not speak until my wife has spoken first. Won't you speak? I said, madam, please say what is your husband saying? Because it had come to light that the man had gone to sleep with somebody. Not knowing that when the woman also began to speak, she said, oh, one day she was angry with her husband. They were quarreling. The husband insulted her. And then she just had a phone call from her former boss. So she went to a hotel and she slept with her former boss, a married woman, because she didn't have customs. So when the husband got to know that this woman, my wife, is already going, because she didn't have the discipline of being with her husband. Small thing that has made you angry, you are going to your former boss. So the man also said, if you are going to your former boss, I'm also going to my former. May you have customs of prayer, Bible study, going to church, praying in tongues, waking up at 4. If all this is how we fight backsliding. You don't fight backsliding by just being there. Jesus had customs. And may you also have customs. In Jesus' name. Amen.